Hello, friends, and welcome back in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential. It's episode 12 this week, starring Joe Milton, the man with the big right arm. He'll join us in a moment, but first, we're joined by Spire CEO James Clausen. James, you've had the watch parties in and around Tennessee for basketball. You had the tailgate this past weekend for the Texas game. What's the response been like as the volunteer club continues to grow?
Yeah, well, first of all, welcome back to the mainland, Austin. Hope you had a good time. Yeah, so obviously great feedback from Texas, from the Texas event. We probably had almost 200 people there. You know, really good group of people. I think it was different because it was in Pratt Pavilion, so maybe a space that a lot of people haven't got to see. So it was really cool. We were excited to do that. Hopefully we can do that again at some point, but we'll have more watch parties. Hopefully we'll have some stuff in Nashville for the SEC basketball tournament as well.
You've started to release more and more signees for the Volunteer Club Signature Series over the last few weeks. What's been the response like, on social media as you announced, James Pierce or Josh Josephs or some of those players?
Yeah, I think for us it was really important to show fans, where their money's going. And so that's why we wanted to, promote those guys and release them as we signed them. And so it's obviously been great because, we now have the ticker on our website. And so, our memberships have continued to climb steadily over the last, 30 days since the Orange Bowl. And so it's been cool to see that. And I think there's been a lot of, whether it's been VolQuest or whether it's social media, people challenging other fans to join and it's been great.
Well, you've got a lot of support the last, 30 days and those numbers continue to grow. The star of tonight's show is Joe Milton. They say he can throw it so fast that there's a space-time continuum, which is apparently where James got that sweatshirt from 1987. Now let's bring in big number 7 with the right arm, Joe Milton.
What's up, man? How are you?
Joe, when you got here, you were the starter, and Hendon was the consummate backup teammate. Then you get injured. He comes in. He starts playing really well. Then you're the consummate backup teammate.
Correct.
So when you're sitting there at South Carolina and he goes down, Take me through your mentality at that point. Because I know you didn't know for sure, but it obviously didn't look great.
Correct.
So at that point, you immediately become the man. It's like, sometimes the president, vice president becomes the president.
Right.
You became the guy. Take me through the mentality at that point.
Every week I had to prepare like I was a starter just because you never know what could happen. So when that play happened and I seen him go down, my first reaction was like, oh, man, my brother.
There's that cool picture of you all out there.
But the first reaction was, oh, man, my brother. What happened? Did he just trip? Was it the grass? Was it anything that wasn't that serious? So that was my first thought. My second thought was, all right, man, if he's hurt, I got to get ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not really a get ready. It was like, all right, it's time to go. Let's go. Let's go try to make something happen. Let's go put on for Tennessee. Let's go help my brothers out. Let's go do what I need to do to get Tennessee to win or try to win at least. But that was my first two thoughts. Those were my only thoughts. I wasn't thinking about nothing else. It was nothing else in the moment. It was just all, is he okay? If not, then what do I need to do?
You win the next week at Vanderbilt, and then you get the Orange Bowl bid.
Yes.
As a Florida kid, I know we all talked to you about it during bowl season, but looking back, how geeked were you for that? Because, you get to go home, right?
You do. I was an hour away, so it felt great. I knew everybody was going to be there. I knew everybody back at my hometown was going to be watching, and I knew it was going to be a big stage for me. I went to several bowl games so far. I done played in the Peach Bowl. I done played in bowl games like that. But actually starting at a bowl game and versus a great team, your moments you kind of realize like, okay, this really here. But for me, it was just pretty much like, all right, it's a whole nother day. Let's go have fun.
You're so laid back, yeah. Joe Cool. Like never seems like nothing bothers
right.
you. But how much more confident in yourself were you? And admittedly, you're pretty self-confident, but how much more confident were you in your game going into that Clemson game versus, let's say, going back to when you got the start a year ago?
I was way more confident than I ever was just because I've been in the whole offense. I done seen Hendon play. I seen how he react to things. I done seen him, you know, make this offense be successful. Why can't Joe do it? So I said, all right, you give me a month to prepare. That's the craziest thing to do. So I took advantage of that. I ended up watching 8 full games. I'm talking about every play. Like, I watched every play. I can name plays that they did against other teams. I can name the coverage they did against the other teams. You just gave me too much time to prepare. That's what I always say. That's what I told my mom. So I told my dad. They just gave me too much time to prepare.
Best throw in that game, was it the seed to brew? Because it felt like that to me. I mean, I thought that was like the perfect window throw. You put it on him.
Yeah, I felt confident in that throw too as well. But pretty much all of them, I felt confident. I don't know. I feel like my best touchdown was when I turned around and looked at my family. So I feel like that was the best one. They actually get to see it without watching it from a bad view. They saw the back of my jersey.
Sure.
And then I turned around, gave him a deuce sign, blew a kiss. That was pretty dope. That was my favorite play.
So we had this conversation back in the summer, and you told me at the time, you know, that the way that Ole Miss game ended last year, mm-hmm. where you come in relief and then went down that game too. And you know, when you ran out of bounds, I think everybody was like, ugh. I mean, right. I know I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe he ran out of bounds.
And
you said, man, I thought I had more time.
Correct.
And you said you didn't sleep after that. Like that bothered you, that stuck with you.
Correct.
Do you think it would have been the same way 3 years ago? Because it feels like you've just kind of continually gotten more mature. The game matters more to you, type of stuff. Because I think it, you know, when you're the starter and it's everything's right in front of you, I think everyone takes it for granted a little bit. Then when it's taken away from you, I think you start to learn to appreciate it a little bit more.
Correct.
So when you get it back, you're like, I don't want to mess up the opportunity.
Right.
Is that kind of?
No. To be honest with you, no. It's not like I don't want to mess up thing. It's like, how can I get better every day? That's how I approach every day. I don't let no day go to waste. That's just pretty much how I look at it, man. It's just like, what can you do to get yourself better, to be better for Tennessee, to be better for yourself? How can you feel better? And like for Joe, for myself, talking in third person is, before I go home, did I do everything I need to do to win today? And if I didn't, I'm going to go back. I go back to the facility. I make sure I get whatever I need to get in. If I missed anything in the weight room, I'm going to get it in. If I missed anything on the field, I'm going to make those throws. It don't matter what time it is. I don't have to sleep. I'll be fine. It's just, what can I do to be better as a person and as a football player?
Self-reflecting, were you the same guy at Michigan, or are you different now?
I mean, I got mature. I got older.
Yeah.
I was 17, 18, 19 years old when I was at Michigan. So it was kind of like, I didn't really learn those things, and I still was learning. Like, I'm still learning now today, but when I was 17, 18, 19, it was like, okay, it's like a brush off the shoulder. I got time. That was pretty much the thing at Michigan. I have time. I redshirted my freshman year, sophomore year. I played 4 more games. 2020, I started. Then I broke my thumb. It was kind of like, okay, I have time. I got one of those years back. I have time. Now it's just like, okay, you don't have the time that you think you do. You have time, but you don't have time. If you understand what I'm saying, like spring ball is what, in a month?
Yep.
So it's like, okay, we just got out of season, but spring ball is right here. Like, what can Joe do every day to put Tennessee back where we need to be?
Hendon and you kind of worked yin and yang last year together.
Correct.
You got a bunch of younger guys in that room now. Mm-hmm. How does your role change? Does it change?
It doesn't.
And how do you get some of those younger guys, whether it be Nico or Gaston, those guys to buy in like you two bought in as a team?
It doesn't change. Nothing changed. It's pretty much they have to. I wouldn't say they have to roll in where we left off because they're different. They're different from me and Hendon. So I wouldn't say they have to roll in where we left off. They have to add their own swag to the juice that we already had, and whatever their swag is, it may be a better thing for Tennessee, or it may be a greater thing for Tennessee. You never know until they add their own swag to it. But those guys like Gaston and Nico, man, they just learning. They want to learn. They not one of those guys that just, oh man, I know it, so leave me alone. They just want to learn. Like, and that's the thing with me and Hendon. Like, we want to learn from our coaches. We wanted to learn from Hype. We wanted to know what everything that he knew. about the offense. We wanted to learn from Coach Mitch. We wanted to learn from Coach Hosley. And once we got all their information, we put it in our own mind of how we going to intake it and go about it. And then whenever I have something that I'm thinking about, I preach it to him or he'll preach it to me. And after we leave our house, it was kind of like, okay, we stuck with it. So whatever it is when we left the house, that's what it was going to be.
When you look at your game, everybody always wants to talk about the arm. I thought this year in relief, they worked you across the middle of the field more than they did a year ago. You know, it just seemed like you hit a lot more crossing patterns when you came in games. I know everybody loves to watch the deep ball, but it just seemed like that was some of your – I mean, you just threw some seeds, whether it be in that one, that first strike when you came into South Carolina, you know, or, you know, some of those throws, you know, down the stretch, you know, against Clemson. I mean, you were firing bullets in there. Do you like those throws?
I do. I like every throw. I'm a quarterback, so I like every throw. I don't feel like it was pretty much to my coaches, like, when I first started throwing across the middle. I had throws across the middle. If you go back and watch the game when I first started, when I first got here, it was pretty much a timing thing. Like, you have to understand the offense and what the coaches want in the offense. And when I mentioned about Gaston and Nico not wanting to brush off, like, what I'm trying to teach them or what I'm trying to help them with, I was that person. I thought I understood the offense. I thought I understood what the coaches wanted, you know, and it messed me up because I was like, okay, I know it. So now that I start, I can just go do whatever now. I can make all these throws. But the thing is, what I had to realize was you have to actually have a relationship with your receivers.
Yeah.
When I first got here, I was like, okay. I was hitting them in practice, but it's a little bit different from game speed. Guys don't really know how when my adrenaline is going that I throw the ball further, you know. So those guys had to adjust to that. I had to adjust to them. You know, it was like a learning phase. That's why this year was very important for me, because it was real deal, like a learning phase. Like, I was mad that I wasn't starting, but at the end of the day, it was out of my control because I had to be better as a person. So what can I do? I can help out my brother, help him make the team be more successful, and then call it a day. And then I go home and sleep well.
Everybody talks about that arm. What's the best throw you've ever made? And it doesn't have to be even in the game. Mm-hmm. It could be in practice where you're like, wow, that was good. Yeah, and it don't have to be here. It could be anywhere, high school, middle school. Michigan, here, wherever.
Best throw? I ain't gonna lie.
Does anything stick out?
Yeah, my best throw of my college career so far was probably either one to Brew, the post, or my post against Indiana at Michigan.
I think I remember that throw because I remember looking up highlights, and the Indiana game was the one I watched.
Mm-hmm. That was my first long touchdown of the season as a starter. Felt great.
When you look at your relationship with Coach Halsley, he moves from quarterback's coach, now quarterback's coach OC.
Yes.
You like that?
Ain't nothing changed. Coach Halsley going to be Coach Halsley at the end of the day. He young, cool cat, man. He like to keep his slate clean. He don't like stressing. He don't like going through all that. You know, he just wants you to learn, and he going to help you whatever it takes, and he going to have fun. Like, on the mic during the game, he was having fun. Even if it wasn't moving the ball how we were supposed to, he still was having fun, but keeping the main thing. That's why I like Coach Hollis, and I respect him so much for it.
What's something most people don't know about Joe Milton?
I can play the drums. That's one of my side things that I do when I'm either mad or in my feelings or just bored. I don't have to turn on a game. I go in my closet and I play on my drum pad.
So something kind of just takes you away.
Yes. That's
kind of it's good release, yes. Energy.
Very relaxing. Very relaxing.
What kind of music you like to listen to?
I mean, I listen to one person. I know everybody going to hate me for this, but I mean, I listen to one person. I listen to NBA Youngboy pretty much all day. If not, I listen to Mary J. Blige or Usher or Fantasia. That's my mom's favorite singer, so I listen to her. I know some songs that some women don't know. That's how much I listen to her. So
when you're not doing football and you're not doing drums, are you a foodie? Are you?
Nah, I don't really eat as much during the day. I kind of keep my portions kind of low. Depends if I go get Chipotle, I get a lot of protein, a lot of carbs, and then that'll be my biggest meal of the day. And then other than that, I eat fruits or acai bowl.
Biggest culture shock thing going, again, you're from Florida.
Correct.
So it's not like you're a northern guy, but you went from Michigan to here.
Correct.
What's the biggest difference? Just the weather?
The fans are different here. Like at Michigan, if they know you, they wouldn't walk up to you for real at Michigan. But here, if they know you, they're going to walk up to you.
Yeah, the picture taking autographs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's just
like that.
It's all right. I like doing it for kids. I mean, I like doing it for everybody, don't get me wrong. But, like, mainly kids, though.
It means more to kids, yeah.
It means more, yes.
Like going to reading to elementary school kids, that type of thing? Like, are you into that kind of thing?
Yes, I went to the Children's Hospital today. That was great, too. My guy Jeremy went through chemo today. He passed. So
awesome.
That was great to see.
When you look at, you know, kind of being that role model,
mm-hmm.
how much do you relish that?
I mean, I have to take on a big role model from the point of me being the oldest child. So I got younger siblings. My youngest sibling is one. So, I mean, it's a huge, like, stage to complete. But, I mean, I'm on this earth for a reason. So I feel like I need to do it, and I'm going to have to do it.
If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
First person, I say Cam Newton. He's my favorite player. I mean, we talk here and there. So, I mean, I still want to just have a one-on-one in-person conversation. My second person, Harriet Tubman. I mean, I majored in history at Michigan. I learned a lot about, like, slavery. So I just want to know, like, what was she thinking as she, you know, when it found the North Star? Like, what was she thinking? How did she process that? I feel like that would be my first question to her. I go Jackie Robinson.
Nice.
I go Jackie Robinson because, I mean, he did it all. And, you know, going through those times he went through, like I said, I majored in history, so, like, all the sports aspect, you know, learning a new language from Africa and stuff like that. Like, you get the grasp of knowing what these people did to help the world become the world today. So, like, my process is, how did he flush all that? Like, how did he get it, like, not think about the negativity? Like, how did he go about his days? Like, what was his thought process?
Those are three interesting.
Yes.
I love that, man. I mean, Darnell, big thinker on the football team. Mm-hmm. Now he's moved on to the NFL, but I like the big thinkers. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's you know, you took your time. You didn't just jump in and said, you know, three people that were easy. You
Correct.
Different people from different parts of time. The more I talk to you, the more I'm just impressed. I mean, I was impressed a year ago. And even then, you were more Joe Cool back then,
Correct.
You know. And I think it takes a big man to admit, hey, I looked, you know, I thought, oh, I know everything. And then you realize you didn't.
Correct.
You know, I mean, a lot of kids, you know, wouldn't be able to admit those
right.
those things. And so, like, I think that, you know, it shows. And this is, you know, I get this every week from Vol fans that comment. They get to hear kind of stories. And not the story you just told is amazing, but like just kind of getting a deep dive on everybody, whether
For
it's
sure.
Darnell or Cooper or Sed or Josiah Jordan James or the coaches, just kind of getting, you know, a deep dive on you all and letting them get to kind of feel you. Because I
sure.
think that's the thing, like, you know, everybody always asks me, why do you do so much video stuff and not written word? And I'm like, because you can't tell how you're saying it
right.
in written word.
Correct.
I mean, the perfect writer can. I'm not a good enough writer for that.
For sure.
But people just heard how you've grown. They've heard all these cool, you know, stories since you've been here, and they hear how you became a history buff, you know,
yeah.
off of a terrible experience. And so, switching gears to pro football.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up with a favorite team? Was it the Dolphins?
Nah, man. I was ain't gonna lie. My mom and boyfriend at the time liked the Patriots. So that was the only game that was on with Tom Brady. So I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to be a Patriots fan. But as I got to understand football more and got older, I was like, nah. Just because Tom Brady win it don't mean I have to be a Tom Brady fan. I'm not a bandwagon. And then I so happily went to Michigan. And then I did my research on that. Tom Brady went there. So I'm like, man, I know I ain't following his footsteps. I know I'm not. So, I mean, growing up as a kid, my favorite team was the Patriots. And then, you know, Cam Newton came along. Then I started being a big Cam New fan. I started liking the Panthers for a while. And then pretty much whatever team he went to, I just started liking them. I was just a big Cam New fan.
So then when he went to the Patriots, you were, it's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I was back. I was back. Yeah.
What receivers are you most excited to work with as we get into the spring practice a month from now? I mean, you've got some old steadies, you know, Ramel and Brew and those guys. But then you've got, you know, Dante coming in from Oregon. I mean, you got some of these freshmen that didn't play a year ago that I know are wanting to take a step this spring.
Correct.
Who are you most excited about?
Pretty much all of them. Like they.
It's a good quarterback answer.
Nah, this not even a quarterback answer, though. This, like, just football speak. Like, this. Not even from Joe's point of view. Like, this, looking at Tennessee, like, all of them. Like, they all just go to work every day and actually go to work. Like, ain't nobody in there putting on 25 pounds and calling it a day. Ain't nobody going out there jogging a rep and be like, okay, man, I'm tired. I work hard. Everybody's actually, like, wanting to win. Like, after the Orange Bowl, you saw everybody's perspective of Tennessee football change. But our whole perspective, that been our perspective of Tennessee football. We want to win. So why can't we go win? So that's what we ask ourselves. And every day you want to get better. So every time I break it down, it's always on champs.
So you got into the spring semester here. I know you're leading the throw-in sessions. Mm-hmm. How much are you enjoying that to kind of see what some of these new targets can do, though?
Oh, I mean, it's great. You know, you had an opportunity to throw to new guys. You have to adjust throws. You have to know what they don't like and what they do like. You have to hang around these guys. Like I said, like, I don't really know Dante like that. But as for spring ball, I know everything about Dante.
Oh, when I sat down with Dante at the hotel on his visit,
yeah,
I said, when did you know Tennessee was it? And he goes, when I saw Joe Milton throw in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
He goes, that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, your performance in the Orange Bowl drew some praise from a guy like Derrick Henry on mm-hmm. Bussin' with the Boys. He talked about you. When you hear somebody who's, you know, done it at the highest level, it's not your position, but at the same time, I mean, Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know, another Florida guy that played in the SEC. When you hear a praise like that from a guy like that, does that kind of like – I know you're pretty humble, but at the same time, it's like, okay – The work's paying off.
No, I don't look at it like that. Just because he said that doesn't mean I have to be different. I have to keep going. Like, regardless of if he don't say anything or if he did say anything, like, I just got to keep going. That's just my mentality. Like, you just got to keep going. Like, you just got to keep going. It don't matter who say anything. The president can come in on my name tomorrow. And I'll look at it and still just click to the next post. Doesn't matter. You still got to keep going regardless.
How much do you watch? How much do you look at Twitter and stuff like that?
I don't have Twitter.
Did you get away with it?
I deleted Twitter after my freshman year of college. I haven't had Twitter since.
When did you get to town?
What, Tennessee?
Yeah.
April.
April?
Yes.
When you got here. What's that's April of 2021.
Correct.
What's that thought process like?
New state, new city, new people. Who is Joe going to be?
Who's Joe Milton now?
Great person, intelligent, smart, cool, laid back.
You become the face of the team.
Correct.
You know, and big smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's okay to flash it. big smile, big arm.
Yeah.
You're out there doing college game day, making half-court shots. How much basketball did you play in high school? Any?
Actually, at my high school in Orlando, that was my first sport that was played. It was basketball because when I got there, it was after the football season. So basketball was my first sport at the high school that I went to in Orlando. So, but I didn't play as much.
What was your game? Describe your
dunker,
basketball. You're just dunker.
I mean, I can shoot now. Don't get me wrong, but I like dunking the ball. If I get mad, I'd be jumping out the gym. Like, if you try to get a rebound, I'll probably jump over you and put it in and then hang on the rim. I don't know. My athleticism, like, on the court is kind of, like, weird. I can jump from, like, the free throw and still make a dunk. I could jump. I could take a big step or three steps and still dunk. It doesn't really matter. I just really just try to put the ball in the rim.
Do you enjoy going to the basketball games, the baseball games? Is that something you probably embrace more this spring as the face of the program? To be interactive with fans, to be out and about, that type of thing. Is that something you want to do? You like to do?
I mean, if it comes to the community, like I did today, the Children's Hospital. But other than that, man, I stay in the house. I stay out the way. I don't know, man. I like to stay in the house.
You're a dog guy. What kind of dog?
My dog
you got?
In boarding school now. He just went to school today.
What kind of dog is this?
A pit bull. Yeah. Bubba just went to school today for the first day. I just wanted to have him a better life, so he can wander around and do whatever he want to do and still feel no harm to others or people don't.
How
feel
old
harm
is he?
He two. He about to be three in April.
When you did the Tennessee Prime and this year,
yeah,
and like I wasn't on that show. Hubs was on, and Hubs was like, Joe's like taking the dog out to use the bathroom on the show.
Yeah. That's my man. That's my boy right there. Yeah, I had him since he was 4 weeks. So, just making sure that he gets what he wants. Just because I have what I want doesn't mean he's happy. I mean, he's happy if we win or lose. He doesn't know. But at the end of the day, I want to make sure he's actually happy.
Hendon's gone. How much you guys still talking?
Every day. Every little break we get, we'll probably text or call, talk ball. He going through his NFL meeting. So, I like to hear what's going on. I'd be in that same position a year from now.
Yeah, what kind of questions are they asking in those meetings?
Crazy questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I know it'll change a little bit a year from now, but you're still getting a feel for how extreme they get with it.
I mean, you just got to be more short detail, I put it like that. You have to be short and precise. Like, you can't have, those long explanations and thinking it's going to go somewhere. Like, you have to really be short and precise. That's the best way to explain it.
All right, let's go rapid fire here for a minute.
Talk to me.
Favorite TikTok trend? Do you have one?
Favorite TikTok trend? I don't know. I just like, I ain't going to say the hip dance, but pretty much whatever the Philly boys be doing. The Philly boys, they be going crazy. I don't know, I like that part. The young boy memes be funny. Whenever people be jumping out their trampoline and punching the grass, that jump be funny. That's pretty much it.
Video game you're best at?
Call of Duty. I go crazy on Call of Duty. Warzone. My highest kill is 42.
You've got May mini term, in a couple of months after spring practice. Will you take time to get away for just a week or so just to kind of reset? Because you get into summer grind, fall grind, just to kind of have let's have a hard reset and get ready to go for the big push.
I feel like I had that hard reset already.
The bowl game?
When my great granny passed.
Okay.
So I feel like I had that hard reset. I don't need no more reset.
Grandparents, they're the best, buddy.
They are.
Love mine. Don't have any more left. Yeah. Cherish them while you got them.
Neither.
When you look at this season, what's your motto?
Gotta go.
Gotta go, Joe. Ball.
Gotta go.
What game do you look more forward to
all
most?
Pretty much all of them. Like, seriously. I mean, it's my last year of college football. You have to enjoy every moment.
Do you like road games better than home games?
Sometimes, yes. It depends on where. Just because you can quiet their fans, you can see their fans leaving. I mean, that's pretty dope. If you beam people at their home stadium.
Like the LSU game this year?
Yeah, like their fans left. It was nobody in the stands in third quarter. Nobody. It was all Tennessee fans third quarter. Like, I was looking around. Like, I didn't play that game, so I was just looking around. And I'm like, dang, that's really sad. They're really going home. It's early.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be in sports?
If I wasn't a football player, what would I be in sports? Baseball player.
Pitcher?
Nah.
Center fielder?
Middle field, yeah.
If you weren't an athlete, what would you do?
If I was an athlete, I make music.
If your playing career just abruptly ended, do you think you could be a coach?
Yes. Absolutely. I'd be the best offensive coordinator in the game right now. Now, that's real talk.
Just throw the wheel route, Joe. It's always open.
See, that's... But nah, I'll be the best offensive coordinator in the game.
We'll route to Jabari. It's always open. They don't even have a wheel route in this offense. It don't even feel like.
You don't know what we got in this offense right here.
How much has it grown since you first got here, the offense?
It hasn't grown. I've grown.
So you think the offense is the exact same. It's just you've grown.
I've understand it the way that they want me to understand it and the way that I need to understand it to be successful. Yes.
When your playing career is done, whether that's next year, 15 years in the NFL, what will you remember most about playing football, playing at Tennessee?
Man, that's a hard one, too. What would I remember most?
If Hollywood's writing the script to the Joe Milton football career, what's next year look like for you?
I don't know, man. I'm not that type of person. You know me, I'm very humble, so whatever God I have in store, I don't pretty much speak things into existence. I don't like doing that. So whatever God has in store.
Well, Joe, we appreciate the time, my man. Tennessee fans have got a great look at you, who you are, big smile, obviously the big arm. And I know Tennessee fans are excited to see you get going this spring and get going next fall.
Yes, sir.
You know, one final year with big number 7, Joe Milton. Indeed. This week's Ball Club Confidential, episode 12.